computer. Okay. There you go. Right up front, not bad. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana balabha giri varadhari Abha giri varadhari Gopi jana balabha giri varadhari Jasodanandana Brajajanarandana Jasodanandana Brajajanarandana Jamuna Tiravana Chadi Jamuna Tiravana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Varadhari Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Varadhari Giri Varadhari Jasodanandana Brajajanarandana Jasodanandana Brajajanarandana Jamunati Ravana Chadi Jamuna Tiravana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivijagacharaja Astatarasata Sri Simad. His Divine Grace is He Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaur Premanandi. Who's the Bhakti leader here? Look at these devotees right up front. I mean, normally, can everybody move forward as, you know, because they want to be, I don't know, something. Nice going. Not an easy service. Been there, done it. It's not an easy service. Good going. Okay, thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 25 from Canto 1, Chapter 12. Dritya Bali Samakrishne. No. Praradha Iva Sad Graha. Arsatai Shoshwamedhanam. Vridhanam Paryupasakaha. Dritya Bali Samakrishne. Praradha Iva Sad Graha. Ahartai Shoshwamedhanam. Vridhanam Paryupasakaha. Please chant. Samaha, like Bali Maharaj, Krishna, unto Lord Sri Krishna, Prarada, Prahlad Maharaj, Eva, Satgraha, devotee of, Arhata, performer, Eshaha, this child. Ashvamedhanam. Of Ashvamedha sacrifices. Vridhanam. Of the old and experienced men. Paryupasakaha. Follower. translation. This child will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, a staunch devotee of Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj, a performer of many Ashvamedha or horse sacrifices, and a follower of the old and experienced men. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Picture Srila Prabhupada sitting in his room in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple, that little tiny room, contemplating giving Srimad Bhagavatam to the world and how to give Srimad Bhagavatam to the world, pouring out his transcendental heart and service. It's a nice meditation. Vali Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities in the devotional service of the Lord. Vali Maharaj is a great authority in devotional service because he sacrificed everything to please the Lord and relinquished the connection to his so-called spiritual master, who obstructed him on the path of risking everything for the service of the Lord. The highest perfection of life is to attain the stage of unqualified devotional service of the Lord without any cause or without being obstructed by any kind of worldly obligation. Bali Maharaj was determined to give up everything for the satisfaction of the Lord, and he did not care for any obstruction whatsoever. He is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, another authority in the devotional service of the Lord, Bali Maharaj, and the history of his dealings with Vishnu Vamana Dev are described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapters 11 through 24. That's a big section. Important person. Prahlad Maharaj, a perfect devotee of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, or Vishnu. His father, Hiranyakashipu, chastised him severely when he was only 5 years old for his becoming an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. He was the first son of Hiranyakashipu, and his mother's name was Kayadu. Prahlad Maharaj was an authority in the devotional service of the Lord because he had his father killed by Lord Nrisimhadev, setting the example that even a father should be removed from the path of devotional service if such a father happens to be an obstacle. Look out. Hey, it's authorized. He had 4 sons, and the eldest son, Virochana, is the father of Bali Maharaj, mentioned above. The history of Prahlad Maharaj's activities is described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I have a question. I'd like to see if anybody would like to respond, or because of time, I'll just respond. How important is it, or maybe a better question, how do we develop qualities, that was yesterday's purport, by association with Krishna, and you associate with Krishna through those who are intimately connected with Krishna, by that Krishna association, good qualities come. So how important is it that we have Vaishnava qualities? Maybe A or B. A, just be a nice devotee, and good qualities will come. there's scriptural support that seems to say that. The devotee becomes decorated by good qualities of the demigods. Isn't there a verse in the Bhagavatam that says that? And those that aren't devotees, well, they don't have any good qualities. That's a pretty strong statement. Well, supposing somebody's not a devotee and they have good qualities. I know people that aren't devotees that have good qualities. But now you see it, now you don't. It's asat, because it's circumstantial. Circumstance, past pious activities, etc., etc., association with the mode of goodness, etc., etc., manifest good qualities. But then when that good karma is used up, there go the good qualities. Just like some of you may have seen, probably most of us have seen, this nice video of, I think it was Srinathji saying when he met Prabhupada, as a businessman, what you do when you're a businessman is you see where's the weakness of the other person. So with that mentality of a businessman, he tested Prabhupada, you know, in his own way, to see where's his weakness. And he had no weakness. He had no pride, he had no greed, he had no weakness. And that convinced him that he should take shelter. Because he had all qualities because of his pure devotion. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarvayar ganais chatra sama sudesara harava bhaktasya kutoma hadguna. So that's the Bhagavatam verse. Anecdotal. I was attending a class one time, I won't say where and circumstance, where that was the verse, and the speaker one morning said, you know, I do food for life and I go out and I meet some really good people, so the Bhagavatam doesn't mean what the Bhagavatam says. They're really good people with good qualities. And then next morning was a sannyasi, I'll let you guess which one, that said, no good qualities. Because now you see it and now you don't. You know, asat is asat. And sat is sat. So good qualities aren't circumstantial. Not now you see it, now you don't. That's right in the purport that Bali Maharaj was on the standard. He doesn't recite the verse, but it's from Canto 1, Chapter 2. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojataha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahaitukam. When devotional service is Ahaituka, Ahaituki, causelessly, knowledge and detachment arise, and yayatma suprasidati, the soul becomes satisfied when there's no material cause or material obstruction. That's, you know, over, you're looking, over here is the cause and over there is the end. So if there's something on this side that's a cause, that's not unobstructed devotional service. And there's something over there on that side that stops devotional service. I quit, or, you know, I'm bewildered, or I waffle, or I hesitate, or I become complacent, or so many options in the menu of unsteady bhakti. Something that starts it or something that stops it. We're hearing Bali was on that position of unobstructed and unmotivated service. Pure. Let's go the other way. Impure. Circumstantially, I can do devotional service. And you give me this and that and the other thing, then I can do my devotional service. But Prabhu, If you don't give me this, that, and the other thing, you're the manager, you're the Ishwar around here, give me this and that and the other thing. Otherwise, I'm on strike, or, you know, I can't really do my service, or, you know, so the manager wants to give whatever facility is available. Also recognizing some people use facility not so wisely, so they may examine how well they use facility. Let's take our founder, Charya, for example. When he came to New York City, nothing happened, more or less, for a long time. And et cetera, et cetera. We know the history. Austere, winter. One of the things that gets me is he stayed in a place that had no toilet, it had no bath, it had no running water. He's, you know, a gentleman. He's a brahmana. He's an acharya staying in a office and has to go next door down the street to take his bath and evacuate and cook, and he just lived like that for some time. My goodness. I don't know if I'd be prepared to do that in order to spread Krishna consciousness somewhere. Anyway, he had an order. He was causelessly unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service. That was his quality. And the quality was because of his association with Bhaktisiddhanta, and he attributes it to his father. And he was blessed by descending mercy in a superlative way, unmotivated and uninterrupted. So we could easily, you know, rewrite this purport, or portion of the purport I'm speaking in class. He's such an acharya, as was Bali Maharaj, who risked, as the language says, he risked everything. He risked everything. He was advised by Shukracharya, don't do it. Don't give him these three paces of land. Because he's Vishnu, and he'll take everything. And when he takes everything, you won't be able to do your karmakanda rituals, and I won't have any bhakshish, because I won't have any, you know, brahmana function to perform, because you can't offer anything. So don't do it. And here's the loophole. You didn't say om. So you can take it back. It's not like binding. You break the contract. Break your promise. Break your word. Go ahead. No. Not only I gave my word, because qualified persons, kings, when they give their word, they don't break their word. But he wanted to give to Vishnu. Although he's in the dynasty of the Daityas, he was of quality like his grandfather. Pure devotee. You give everything to Vishnu. So your instruction, Shukracharya, is against the conclusion of the scripture. Therefore, I did not follow it, because it's against the conclusion of the scripture. So I'm going to give him those three paces of land. And then, what did Vamana do? Two paces? You didn't give me three paces. So, and putting my foot on your head is not three paces of land. So I'm gonna treat you like a criminal. You know the story. So bound him with rope like a criminal. And then there was this, hey, what's going on thing. People came and said, that's not right. And his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, came and said, it was right. And then Vamana said, I just wanted to show everybody what is the real quality of Bali Maharaj. Even he gave everything, and still he was treated cruelly or harshly, or, you know, has anybody here ever been treated harshly? Say it negatively. Has anybody not been treated harshly somewhere along the line? Maybe currently? Or somewhere along, maybe multiple times. So what do you do when that happens? depends on what your consciousness is. If you're a high tokiya pratiyata, yatma supersedati person, your devotional service isn't impeded. That's what is being glorified about Maharaj Parikshit. Look what happened to him. He was cursed to die in 7 days. Hey, I'm special. Lord Vishnu came and gave me his darshan when I was still in the womb of my mother. And hey, you know, I'm an unalloyed devotee. And, you know, this isn't fair. He didn't do that. It's the plan of the Lord. Let me accept it. Tate nukampam susamikshamano. The same wonderful verse of Lord Brahma that teaches us when Prabhupada's word, when reversals come, or when harsh treatment or something unfair or unjust or whatever, you know, the contemporary language says, what do you do? Now you may, in the mood of service, you may do something. And you may not do something. But you're in the mood of service. You don't leave that mood of service. Whatever you do or don't do, that's bhakti. That's unmotivated and uninterrupted bhakti. So he acted the right way, and that's what Vishnu said, or that Vamana said. I just wanted the world to see, just see, the quality of the devotion of Bali Maharaj. And you know what? I'll become his gatekeeper. I'll give him a kingdom. He gave everything. I'll give him a kingdom to reside in the lower regions of the universe. And I'll protect him personally. There's one of the versions of Ramayana that says when Ravana went to the kingdom of Bali to fight him, Vamana was there. And he tried to enter. There's different versions, by the way, of Ramayanas that our acharyas regard and respect. And one of them says, he just kicked him and he went flying. He couldn't enter the kingdom of Bali because Vamana was at the gate. Wouldn't let him in. He was going to protect Bali because he wanted to go, you know, beat him up or challenge him or confront him or do something untoward. He kept his word. Vamana. Because he loves his devotee. That's his quality. He's Bhakta Vatsala. And he protects Bali and such persons as he protected Maharaj Parikshit. There's this nice section in Bhakti Sandarbha, really quickly, where Jiva Goswami expresses that the Lord always gives protection to his devotee. Covers that concept or message. And he gives different examples where the devotee is protected. And then he says, and, citing Maharaj Parikshit, externally it appears that Maharaj Parikshit was unprotected and Maharaj Parikshit didn't exhibit the opulence of a devotee, but it's just the opposite. The Supreme Lord took him back to Godhead. We're all going to die. When? We don't know. Maharaj Parikshit knew. And his mind was fixed. Let that snake bird or whatever that mystical thing has come. I'm ready. I'm ready. Back to Godhead. So it was part of the whole leela of taking Maharaj Parikshit back to Godhead. Didn't look good. Looked really mean, really harsh, unfair. The father, Shamik Rishi, sent a messenger. He chastised his son. This is wrong. It was wrong. It was inordinate behavior from an unqualified son who had power and misused the power. Brahminical power that he got from learned from his father. So that's one of the passages that says that's the beginning of Kali Yuga. People have something and they misuse that something. So maybe better not to have something. No, better to have that something and use it for the pleasure of Krishna. that's the unalloyed devotee. That's Vali Maharaj. And I'm looking at the clock, and the clock says I better finish soon. So, Prahlad. So, the quality, there's four things in this verse. One is, Vali Maharaj was patient. There's a lot of other things too, but patient. Dhritya. Patient. Very determined. Any obstacle, no problem. No problem. Hey, what about this one? No problem. We get tested. What's your threshold? One lecture I heard Prabhupada speaking. When we say to Krishna, Krishna, I am yours. Krishna will say, really? And he wants to examine his devotee. What about some sense gratification? And Prabhupada went like that. The devotee says, no. I only want Krishna. Oh, maybe he really means it. Or she. What about a problem? You sure you want me? I only want your association. I only want your engagement in devotional service. You can do with me whatever you like. So Krishna then sees, wow, he passed the exam. He really wants me. Then let me give myself to him or her. That's Prabhupada. I mean, in simple layman language. So being patient is one of the Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairya, it's the same root, Dhatu, as this quality of Bali. Maharaj Pariksit had similar quality. Now Prahlad, the quality that's attributed to Prahlad is a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj. He encountered obstacle. And when he encountered obstacle, he didn't budge an inch, just like that prayer of Lord Brahma, Tat Te Nukampam. He didn't budge an inch from the position of remembrance of the personality of Godhead and taking shelter of him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a commentary I like very much. When Prahlad was tossed off a cliff, his commentary is, Lord Vishnu didn't show himself right away. He wanted to see, what's Prahlad going to do? Is he going to cry? Is he going to scream? His consciousness was fixed on Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Vishnu appeared and caught him. But he wanted to examine his own pure devotee, what to speak of us. It's expanding his glories. He didn't move from that position. Pure in his devotion. I recently gave a extensive presentation seminar on Prahlad's teachings. And one of them is his discussion with Lord Nrisimhadev, Canto 7, Chapter 10, where he says, Prahlad says, this world is filled with passion and ignorance, and because of that, you sent me to this world to teach the way of unalloyed devotion. Which means he's a Vaikunthavasi sent to this world to teach. The beginning, the introduction section of chapter 6, two sentences, Prabhupada says, one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Prahlad Maharaj can learn the way, the mode of devotional service. And one who lives according to that mode of service will understand there's no material qualification required for that pure devotional service.
So I'll just say it again in different language. From yesterday's purport, how do you take shelter of Prahlad Maharaj? Because he's remote. Through his instructions. How do you take shelter of Prabhupada? The lotus feet. I mean, you can touch his lotus feet, but you can be really clear what his instructions are and bring those instructions into your heart and live by them. That's taking shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj was specifically empowered to teach by his words, by his example, what's the mode of unalloyed devotional service. And he did. I remember a few years ago I was a brahmachari in the Boston Temple, 1970. And I heard some lectures about Prahlad Maharaj, and I was going, woo, woo, Prahlad Maharaj. I want to hear more about Prahlad Maharaj. And almost like magic, Prabhupada then translated, and the BBT, the ISKCON Press at that time, published teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And it was one of those, in addition to our staple Back to Godhead magazine, we now had a second literature, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. You know, small size, that's smaller than a Back to Godhead, blue border around with a picture of Prahlad in the front. Boy, did I love distributing that, because he was a hero. And I loved reading it again and again and again. He's a hero. He teaches the mode of devotional service. He teaches the mode of pure devotional service. Take shelter of his lotus feet means taking shelter of his instructions. And there's no... It's the way of pure devotional service. He's such a personality. Very important. Now, one last thing. There's more to say, but very curious. Let's just read what Prabhupada says here again. Prahlad Maharaj was an authority of devotional service because he had his father killed. Huh? By Lord Srinagadev, setting the example that even a father should be removed from the path of devotional service if the father happens to be an obstacle. Now, why does Prabhupada say that? Because Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered benedictions, another very, very beautiful section, chapter 10, says, please don't ask me to take a benediction. And many other things, but there's only one thing between us. You're the master, I'm the servant, there's nothing else between us. That's pure devotion. Or, please, as Mahaprabhu says in Shikshastaka, please engage me in your devotional service. That's all I ask. And that devotional service, when you ask that question, the opportunities for devotional service may not be what you had in mind. Yes? We all have experience. Those have been around for a while. You know, you have an expectation, it's going to look like this, and here it comes, and it looks like that. Well, if I was Krishna, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, he's Krishna. He can do whatever he likes. And he does. And he knows what's best for us, and we don't. So we just say yes to Krishna. That doesn't mean we turn our intelligence off or our free will off. But make sure your free will is, I just want to be engaged in Krishna's service without condition. Unconditional devotional service. Prabhupada uses the word unqualified devotional service. Not, he doesn't usually use that word, unqualified. I was thinking, what does he mean? It's the modes of nature. Those are the qualities. Without material quality, devotional service, Prahlad taught. There's more to say, but I'm going to end because it's time to end. Any discussion? Rigopati.
Thank you, Maharaj. Palat Maharaj was born in a demoniac family and became apparent very early on that he was a great devotee, perfect devotee, as said mentioned in the purport. So how was it that his grandson was again a demon? What happened? Was Bali, was his oldest son?
He was
Maharaj
born in the family of demons, but he was a great authority. He was a Mahajan. His grandson is a Mahajan.
But once you become a devotee, like say somebody becomes a devotee, you know, they leave the demon world and they become a devotee.
Yeah.
Then they're a family of devotees from that point onwards. I mean, why was his,
why?
Was his son...
Their family doesn't become devotees necessarily. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, if
are you, are you, are your, is your family devotee? Any one of us. I mean, maybe some of us.
Was Maharaj Virochana a devotee or was he a demon? Was Maharaj Virochana a demon or was he a devotee?
That's something else. We know that from a great personality, someone can be born that's not a great personality, and vice versa.
Is that what happened?
Well, there's examples. I don't need to take the time and give the scriptural examples. Worldly examples. We have parents, fantastic parents, and the kids are not fantastic, and vice versa.
So is that what happened?
Is that what happened?
Is that why Bali Maharaj, you know, he's the grandson and he's back in a demoniac situation? He's the leader of the demons.
Well, he was the leader of the demons, but he was a devotee. He was a great devotee. What's the problem?
It just seems like you wouldn't be associating with the demons anymore if your grandfather was a perfect great devotee.
He had a duty to do. He was doing his duty. What about Vritrasura? Perfected being. The enemy of Indra. He had to preach to Indra. Indra, do your duty. Don't put down your thunderbolt. Get me. Because you're the means of my going back to Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a whole big sermon on pure devotional service. He started here, duty, and then he went way up there. Vritrasura. You know, it's not so cause and effect, like it seems that you're assuming it must be. Who was Vritrasura? I mean, that was the question that came after. Who was he before? Then it came the Chitraketu story. Yes.
Maharaj, what will be your advice for the new devotees? When that particular line where it says that even the father can be removed when it's an obstacle for devotional service. So we know that sometimes when devotees join and they go and visit their family members, they immediately want to give and talk to them, maybe sometimes even try to preach to them.
I think our bhakti leader should answer this question rather than me. But I can say, simply put, we devotees, young, medium and, you know, mature devotees are to be respectful. That's what Vaishnavas are. We're respectful to all living entities. So we may, two things. We may make a boundary between how do we communicate our bhakti to persons who don't want to hear it. Or they'll think, I didn't try because I knew mom and dad would think, what you're telling us is, they didn't say it, but I knew that's what they were feeling, we didn't do right for you. Now you're big and we're small. You've rejected everything that we gave you and you got something better and you're putting us, you know, to the side. I didn't want to do that. And that's not what I felt, but I knew that that's what they would feel. So I was really careful. Teaching more by achar than by prachar. So dealing with family members, that's a much better approach. And if they ask, be really cautious. because it can trigger something very unwanted. Now, then the obstacle side, it's any religion of the world teaches honor thy father and mother in different terminologies. So we honor our mother and father, but above that, Dharma principle is the higher Dharma principle. Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. That's the higher one. So we don't compromise the higher one and pursue the lower one. That's how you follow it. That's my advice. Archita wants to add something.
Yes, Maharaj, I want to add. Thank you very much for two wonderful classes. I have a question for you, but before that, just a Sanskrit point. Especially in this section, it's important. There are two words that are being mistaken pronunciation-wise. There's the word eva, E-V-A, which means certainly.
Yeah.
And there's iva, I-V-A, which means like. And we've heard that word repeatedly in this section, because Bali Maharaj Parikshit is like, and he's like, and he's like. So it's important to pronounce it properly. Iva, I-V-A, means like,
did
and eva means certainly.
Did I pronounce it improperly?
I'm not going to say. You can listen to your tape. But a lot of devotees do make that mistake.
Okay.
The difference between Ava and Iva.
Yes, it is.
And my question is, where can we find this wonderful seminar that you gave on Prahlad Maharaj's teachings? Is it on the internet somewhere?
Or
can we buy a DVD from you? Or
No, I don't do that. But I presented it at this ISKCON Central New Jersey over the Thanksgiving weekend, so it's probably available on their website, but if you can't find it there, I have a personal website and it's probably available there.
Okay.
Romapadaswami.com, it's available there. You know, audio, video, cartwheels, the whole thing. Anything from the ladies' side? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. I have a similar question to Rigopati Prabhu, that if Prahlad Maharaj, how was he able to tolerate living with a non-devotee, and especially a non-devotee that would blaspheme Vishnu? Like, I mean, because Dhruva Maharaj, he just kind of took off to the forest.
Well, it's a lila. He's teaching. Dhruva was becoming, and Prahlad is teaching. He's teaching the way of, you know, it's not necessarily that we should stay in a situation where, you know, Dad is Hiranyakashipu or a tiny Hiranyakashipu. It doesn't mean that we should do that. That's the standard we should follow. But he was teaching. He was totally undisturbed. Not only totally undisturbed, he gave teachings. There's three sections: to his father, to his teachers, to the classmates. The classmates, there were two chapters because they were receptive. To his teachers, very important points in pure devotional service. You know, like a big one was friends, enemies. It's repeated several times. That's for people in material consciousness. And people that have that material consciousness, they should give it up. Go to the forest and take shelter of the personality of Godhead, Hari Ashrayeta. That was to Dad. No, he didn't depart, so he wasn't intimidated. No. We're not there. We're advised according to scripture. We stay away from such association. We're not there. But when one is on that standard, that's an option which he exercised. Dhruva wasn't there. He was, you know, sarvakama, big time. And he was insulted. And Narada told him, Dhruva, you're not going to find Vishnu if you're in this get-back mentality. You got to be in the mode of goodness. And Dhruva's answer was, your instructions are right, but I can't follow them because I'm a kshatriya. I want to get back. I want combat. I can't follow it. So he wasn't in the same position. One last question. We're going to end. One last question. Qualifications, qualities.
If you can elaborate more, because point out that even the material people have very good qualities.
He was a what?
The materialistics. You know, the people outside who are not devotees or non-devotees also have very good qualities.
And we're trying to become devotees. We don't have qualities either.
Yes, and also devotees. So are we... What is the understanding that if you're not a devotee, you will never possess good qualities?
Speak slower.
What is the understanding that if you're outside and you're not a devotee, and you have good qualities, are those good qualities or are
they're temporary qualities? They're now you see it, now you don't qualities. They're asat qualities.
But also in devotees, we have that mood swings.
Of course.
We also go through the three moods.
Of course.
So how does it make us different from them?
Because we're devotees.
But that is just a name we have for ourselves, Maharaj. We can call ourselves devotees. We can brand ourselves as devotees. It's a brand.
Okay, I stand corrected. We're trying to be devotees. And a devotee, according to the Bhagavatam, take the microphone away from this Prabhu. Thank you. A devotee wants or is striving for unmixed devotional service. A devotee, follower of Rupa Goswami, anyavilasya chashanam jnana karma jnanavatam anukulina, that's what a follower of Rupa Goswami and follower of Lord Chaitanya does. So to be a devotee means I'm not at the stage of Prahlad, but I'm striving. I'm not at the stage of Rupa Goswami, but I'm a follower of Rupa Goswami, even in the sadhana stage. And they're part of sadhana stage is unsteady, mixed. But I want to get to unmixed. That's a devotee. And they know what unmixed looks like. And they have acharyas and examples in Bhagavatam and Prabhupada to teach us and support us and nourish that undivided devotion. We're not there yet, which is your statement. Those people, and we're not. So whatever good qualities we have, they're mixed. It could be we have our threshold. We're not like Bali. Someone can insult us and we lose it. Exactly what Naji was saying about Prabhupada. I wanted to see where is his weakness. And he had no weakness. We're not there. We have weaknesses. And therefore, the qualities that a devotee, you and I, possess, it falls short of sat qualities that have no material cause, no material obstacle. There's a threshold. We can be peaceful up to a certain point and then lose it. And go into, something that's not pure devotion. So we're cultivating. That's a devotee. That's Rupa Goswami's definition of a devotee. They're cultivating. They accept this principle and they're cultivating. They know what the goal is. They know where they are. They're honest about where they are. And they're taking steps to reach the goal. That's a devotee, sadhaka. And if we're not cultivating that, we're something else. Mixed, on and off and on and off. Anishtita. Gonna end. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Thank you.